Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Rich Sheevan's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheevan.
Well, thank you, Vince. How is everything with you today?
Really, really well. Rich, I have a question I'd like to ask the class, if you have any experience with this. Class, I've been trying to figure out how to have an inexpensive phone line for those who want to call into the campground. And I was looking into Magic Jack. Greg Lesher suggested Magic Jack. A few others did, too. And I called Magic Jack this morning. They said you need 5 meg up and down bandwidth minimum in order to make a Magic Jack, work well. And I had a Magic Jack years ago and had nowhere near 5 meg, maybe a half a meg, and it seemed to work okay. Have any of you had experience with Magic Jack, and do you really need that bandwidth? Because I don't have it. I only have 3 meg here at the farm. 3 meg down, half a meg up. And that seems to be enough to run a broadcast. I can't get any more. It's not available. So the question is, if you have experience with Magic Jack, would you send me an email, instructor at usaprepares.com, instructor, instructor, at usaprepares.com. Let me know what the minimum bandwidth is. And do the older units work? The ones that were kind of a clear/chrome-looking case with a pigtail wire. Do they work as well as the new ones, or are they better or worse? What are your thoughts? And I'd really appreciate that. Rich, what would you like to focus on today? Would you like to?
I got so much. I've got my early variety package, and I've got tons of articles and interviews I want to go over. I've got information on what Donald Trump's going through right now. I got information on Joe Biden. I got information on, of course, healthcare, which is I now call the profession formerly known as practicing medicine. There's just so much information. Banking, got a whole slew of information on that. Look, we're in an information war, folks. Our job is to wake people up because we're all getting smothered with propaganda, lies, gaslighting, pulling off hoaxes and false flags to sell narratives. That's exactly the world we're in right now. We're in a Twilight Zone world where nothing is real, nothing is legitimate, and the powers that be are doing everything in their power to make sure that work is also legitimate, which means people who are getting the good jobs didn't earn it, which means there's no value being transferred to we the people, especially from government jobs and big corporations. And that's why we're seeing everything that's happening, everything, banking, excuse me, the phony practicing medicine, the bioweapon they call a vax, the global warming, climate change, election fraud, phony economics, all the money going from the bottom 93% to the top 1%, the open borders, destroying our military. Excuse me. It's all the common denominator is that no one is doing their job. That's part of the PSYOP, folks. When the powers that be lower the bars of standards and qualifications. Excuse me, Vince. I got to get a quick drink here.
All right, well, while you're doing that, Rich, My experience lately with trying to get some technical support, you know, asking companies about how their product works and some of the features, some of the costs, some of the limitations, what I find out is I get transferred automatically to the Philippines, Philippine Islands, and that's where the technical support for companies and customer service support is for companies in the United States. And then what happens is the person that I talk to doesn't know the answers now. So that person has to go to another person. So the person that is supposed to be doing their job can't do their job. They have to rely on somebody else to do their job for them. So they put me on hold. They ask the first question. They come back and they go, okay, here's the answer that I got. And I go, okay, well, here's my second question. Oh, hold on. Let me get that answer for you. Here's my third question. Hold on. That's what's happening. So what you're saying is absolutely positively true about no one's doing your job. Rich, if you're going to talk about banking, I'd like to lead into that with an email I got. It's very, very short. It's only a couple lines. So whenever you're ready to do banking, let me know, and I'd like to preface it with this.
Vince, I have so much information. I'm going to have to rattle pretty quick to get through maybe 60% of what I've already prepared for. But to finish what I was saying before, I needed a drink of water there. What the part of the PSYOPs is to lower the bars of standards and qualifications so people aren't doing their job. And this is why they want to bring in robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence, because then they can say, well, we put all this in the computer, it spit out this information, it's not our fault. Basically, it's plausible deniability. And this is why they're using all this victim group status and protectionist group status. Their job is to divide and conquer. Their job is to embarrass the people. Their job is to make your ego and pride and saving face take place where you stop, you're so emotional that you stop critical thinking. So what we're seeing is when people don't do their job, it's designed to destroy prosperity and economics. And so many people say, well, I'm not into politics. Well, politics are into you because the elites are into you because they want to consolidate power, money, and control. So you have to be aware of all these little tentacles sticking out of this agenda, of this hydra. So what I'm going to do, Vince, is I'm going to rattle off as much information as possible. I mean, unless you want me to go into banking and Donald Trump issues first, I can do that.
Okay, let's do banking. Here's the email. It's very quick.
Sure.
And this came from one of our class, okay? Vincent, my family member went to the bank today. The person in front of her took out all her money and closed her account. My family member took her money out too. Then she said that the person next to her took their money out also. I believe people are getting scared. That's the email.
Yeah. Well, before I start with articles, let me make a couple of comments here. And we've talked about this when I've given lectures, if you will, on economy, that sometimes, you know, back in the day I used to do 2 hours long just on this issue, as you know, Vince. And I've talked about what I call welfare for the rich, whether it be bailouts, whether it be fractional reserve lending, whether it be printing money out of thin air. What it does is the wealthy gets protected, and the average Joes, the commoners, we the people get the bill. So it's – and they protect their groups. And so when I go through some of these articles, it'll divulge this information. It protects certain groups, certain people, especially in the Democrat Party, and that's where the bailouts come in. So when you look at overall growth of our debt and our deficit and how it's not keeping up with the pace of the people's payoffs regarding loans, the small banks go under if they don't get bought out or bailed out. And this is why they want the big banks to succeed, because they're going to be bailed out. And then they're going to use negative interest rates. So what happens is this is an engineered collapse. Now, the big banks are buying some of the small banks. There's probably in the neighborhood of Silicon Valley Bank. I think that was ranked like 15th in the country. So they're getting ready for the CBDCs, the central bank digital currencies, because they want to, again, consolidate power, money, control. That's why they're coming out with this new plan, which is called FedNow Service. It's now being rolled out, which is a precursor plan for the central bank digital currencies, what a lot of people call the mark of the beast. So these big bank bailouts are the elites are bailing out their banks, not yours. And this is one of the reasons why I went through a whole thing on derivatives, and maybe I'll do that again right after this break. Real quick, basically, it's just a contract between two parties. It's totally fake money being bundled and resold and rebundled and resold. It's all a scam. And now this liability is in the quadrillions. And last I read, it could be in the neighborhood of $4 quadrillion. So the corruption, the lack of competition, the welfare for the rich, the donations, the lobbyists, the grants, the subsidies, the money printing, the bailouts, it's all against we the people. And this is why we're about to lose our world reserve currency status. What we're seeing is a major credit contraction and inflation for the little guy. And if this keeps up, we're going to be in a super hyperinflation. Okay. Let me get off my tangents here and go into facts. And that's what we do here, folks. We talk facts, proof, evidence, and truth. Published articles and interviews in the public domain. So just keep in mind when I go through these articles, the small banks, we could fix this. I'm going to go off into another tangent. Here we go. We can fix this if we get the small banks, the medium-sized banks, the private vaults, and we start a regional or at least local credit card business, and we create alliance with all small and medium-sized commerce. We've talked about this before, and you have silver and gold in your state combined with the small and medium-sized banks and the private vaults, and then you get the state treasuries involved. And you do this, you start small, and then you expand. This is a very easy program to do. We've talked about this before. The big problem is too many people care about what's going to happen to me. What about my paycheck? What about my pension? And that's the big problem. People who have been put into place have been psychologically profiled, not based on their skills, not based on their merit, not based on their hard work or effort, not based on anything, but their willingness to sell out their own people for their own personal gain. This is part of the forced collapse. Because they want to, not just the CBDCs, they want to control food, they want to manage you, they want to control energy. It's a fascist control consolidation situation. Okay, stop with the tangents. I'm going to go to the articles right now here, folks, to prove what we're saying. Trillions of dollars are about to flow from the Fed into the stock market. QE, which is quantitative easing, has returned stronger than ever. When they print money, folks, who's paying for it? You. At least, never mind fees, but at least through major increase of inflation. Next, Moody's downgrades banking segment to negative. Assets in U.S. banks are $2 trillion less than their balances. That should scare everybody. We'll be right back.
Every day to earn a living, you're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's just to add an exclamation point to what you said. Peter Schiff appeared on the Capitol Report. And he said that no matter what President Joe Biden and others tell you, Americans are going to pay for the bank bailouts. And class, the day after Silicon Valley Bank failed, we told you that we're going to be paying for this. Y'all are going to be paying for it. And the government has been telling us, no, 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 taxpayers, you're not going to be paying for it. Absolutely untrue. We're all going to be paying for it. Back to you, Rich.
Economy and banking and how this is going to affect. So, I got so much information I need to share, so I'm just going to keep rattling through, folks, because we can talk about each one of these articles for an hour, as usual. Retail analysts, theft is growing faster than sales. This is by demand. This is a plan, folks. They want as much chaos as possible. They want race wars. They want civil war. They want World War III. They don't care how they get it. But when you have retail falling and theft is higher than profits or sales, you're going to have what's called cost shifting, which is increased prices, increased insurance. Any way to do business, the costs are going to go up and you're going to pay for it. So you got to keep in mind. Border Patrol chief denies Joe Biden, testifies Border Patrol does not have the control of the border. It's a crisis. Absolutely. This is a planned, designed crisis. We have read excerpts from the UN, from the World Economic Forum, from the CFR. We've told you for years this is going to happen. They want to collapse everything for the consolidation of power, money, control using CBDCs. Control everything. You're going to have to be approved to buy anything, and I'll share one of the articles about what's already happening in Nigeria since they did roll out the CBDCs. Small and regional banks are being left to fend for themselves while big banks like Silicon Valley are being bailed out. Economic study, 186 banks are now in trouble and risk of insolvency. It's not just insolvency, it's lack of liquidity. They are everything is being canceled from every angle, folks. This is by design. Senator Lindsey Graham, traitor, rhino, calls for U.S. military to open fire on Russian jets. Look, if we officially go into World War III, we're hanging by a thread because the powers that be need, not just want, need to cover up a lot of crimes. Everything's coming out, folks. The bioweapon, the global warming, the election fraud, the phony economics, the money printing, the open borders, the lowering the bars of standards and expectations for our military. Basically every job that made America exceptional is being destroyed by design. Even Zelensky says that our soldiers will be fighting this war for Ukraine. In other words, you're basically being drafted to be cannon fodder. There's no other way to put it. Okay, sticking to the topic here. Federal Reserve to print another $2 trillion in fake fiat money to bail out financial terrorists. You can't even make some of this stuff up here, folks. Biden bailout of Silicon Valley Bank saved Chinese investors, including Democrat Gavin Newsom, BuzzFeed, Vox, and Black Lives Matter. Remember what I said just a few moments ago. The bailout depends on what group or individual you're in. That's what they do. Okay, moving on. Former Clinton Deputy Secretary Treasury explains how Biden has effectively nationalized the banking system. What word are you listeners thinking about when we say nationalized? Centralized, right? It's all planned. House Democrat, the genie is out after SV Bank, Silicon Valley Bank. We need to insure deposits far bigger than $250,000. So the FDIC, look, forget about any rules, forget about laws, forget about, it's all gone, okay? It doesn't matter. What they want to do is protect the big guy. Same thing with the stock market. The top 7, maybe 8% are in the stock market. Everything is being done to protect the big guy and have the monies transferred from the bottom 93%, all assets, to the top 1% in every aspect. DOD spends $130,000 a day, nearly $50 million a year, to basically leave the border wall panels sitting on the ground. You can't even make this stuff up. Silicon Valley Bank functioned as a bridge between U.S. dollars and Chinese investment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join or business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. President Biden issued his first veto of his presidency yesterday in an early sign of shifting White House relations with the new Republican-led Congress. The bill would have prevented his administration from making investments based on environmental, social, and governance considerations.
I just signed this veto because the legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country. They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives, and that's why I decided to veto it.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and his colleagues this week will face one of their toughest calls in years. whether to raise interest rates again to fight high inflation or to take a timeout amid the worst banking crisis since 2008. Fed officials' two-day meeting concludes tomorrow. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the PC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
For achievements with us, Rich, please continue.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for letting me exercise our First Amendment right, which so many fought, bled, and died for. Okay, I'm going to finish up banking here, folks. I already deleted several articles because I'm looking at the time and I'm not going to have enough of it. Silicon Valley Bank functioned as a bridge between U.S. dollars and Chinese investments in aerospace and defense. Our number one enemy, folks. I tried to finish that before the break. I don't think I did. I think the break cut me off, so I re-mentioned it. Ron DeSantis unveils legislation to ban central bank currency in Florida, protecting citizens from a grave threat. Look, grave threat to our civil liberties. Ron DeSantis is doing some good stuff, even in he's stripped a luxury Miami hotel of its liquor license for hosting sexually explicit drag queen show with children in attendance. But DeSantis, if any of you or your people are listening, you need to stick up for Trump for what's happening right now. Because it's totally bogus. In fact, I think I'm going to go into that right now, and then I'm going to go into my general examples of what I usually do in the beginning of the broadcast, but I know I'm not going to have time for everything. So, Ron DeSantis, think of the people. Think of the country. You're doing a great job in Florida, but think of the treason, the corruption, the racketeering, the collusion that's going on in our country, Governor DeSantis. Please. Think about the fact that we're being poisoned with bioweapons. Think about all this stuff. Phony global warming, election fraud. I mean, you have to stand up for more. If Trump insults you, you know, water like a duck, right? Off your back. Be a big boy and move on for what's best for the country. Jeez, I'm telling you, it's like, sometimes it's like we're in second grade. Next, just the consequences of CBDCs, folks. Nigeria was the first country in the world. They're the beta test for the CBDCs. Well, now you need a QR code to buy water. That pause was for effect, people. And Senator Mark Kelly, I think he's Arizona? Corrupt Arizona, the most corrupt state in the union. He basically has announced that we need censorship so we can prevent bank runs from happening. See, we have to dig hard, folks, for a lot of this news. You don't get it in the mainstream media because too many people are still woke and brainwashed. Now, is there a lot of people waking up to the facts, the proof, the evidence, the truth? Absolutely. But the powers that be, it's not that they think you're that stupid, which is part of it, but they're so addicted to power, money, and control, they don't want to lose that. You know, Kevin McCarthy said, I read something recently that he talked about the justice system being weaponized to target political opponents. It should not happen. Well, Kevin, I've also mentioned a lot of solutions, like create brave 300 lists and list, and then another list, and then another list. And the people who speak out, whether they're with the alternative media, it doesn't matter. If they give ideas and solutions, it doesn't matter. We have to give confidence to people who speak out for the rule of law, for the Constitution, for certain self-sufficiency skill sets. I don't see anybody doing this because nobody wants to do something if they don't come up with their idea themselves because they want the pat on the back. This is a joke. We are supposed to be a team. We're supposed to be a country, united. I've never seen, whether it be especially government and big corporations, I've never seen so many people in my life sell out for their own personal gain and throw their own country under the bus as we have today. I never dreamed this could happen. Okay. As much as I want to give rants and talk about other things, I have so much facts that people need to hear. I'm going to switch over for a moment. And I have more in my variety package that I usually mention at the beginning of the broadcast, but I didn't. But I'm just going to mention a few articles about what Donald Trump is experiencing right now. Democrat Party is expected to arrest Donald Trump. This is what communists do when they know they basically own the people. They own the elections. They put enough people in place in strategic positions who are willing to sell out their country and their sovereignty and their freedom and their liberty for their own personal gain. In other words, people who didn't earn their job, people who don't give value. You see where this is going? It's all connected, people. You get rid of the rule of law with precedence. You give free lunch to the elites. You think you're helping out your group, your hyphen, your pronoun. You're doing the exact opposite. You're insulting their intelligence, their work ethic, everything. You think ESG and EDI, which is environmental, social, equality, diversity, inclusion, is really helping? How can it help when 64% of Americans now live paycheck to paycheck? How can it help when more people are renting now than owning ever? How can it help when people are going bankrupt, delinquency, and you know, is the more ever when people are living off their credit card at the highest pace. How, it's not helping. It's not equality. It's not fairness. It's the opposite, folks. It's consolidation of power, money, and control. So when you keep thinking you're sticking up for your group, your hyphen, your pronoun, you are destroying your own country and your own people. Most obvious reason that the Soros-backed DA Bragg case against President Trump is a sham is because the Mueller gang tried to pursue it, and they didn't because there wasn't enough evidence. How come Bill Clinton got away with hush money to Paula Jones in at the amount of $850,000, and he was never charged? How come Hillary Clinton didn't go to jail for lying about funding the Russian dossier, the whole Russiagate? For years, President Trump was a Russian spy. Remember that? Well, it turned out the DNC and Hillary Clinton was behind all of it. It even paid for it, funded it, and nothing happened to him. See, when we talk about judges, lawyers, politicians, bankers, you, for those of you who are listening, you've got to be pretty doggone embarrassed to have those professions right now. Think about it. Think about what you have done to the American people. Think about how you've betrayed the trust of the people. Think about how you've corrupted your profession. Think about the fact that you call yourself an expert or official authority, and you have no credibility, and you offer no transparency but lies and gaslighting. Think about that. You're manipulative, you're dishonest, and all you've done is screw the American people for your own personal gain under the guise of those professions. D.C. lawyer who had dirt on the Clintons killed by turbulence on the plane. Yeah, we see. What a coincidence, right, folks? 60% of attorneys in DOJ Manhattan office reportedly want no part of the Soros-connected D.A. Braggs because, this is what I just said, what's the sense in be calling yourself an attorney or a lawyer when you don't do your job? Because 60% are embarrassed to be called an attorney or a lawyer. When you're not doing your job and you literally just sign the dotted line to the most corrupt elite person for your own personal gain, where's the pride in doing your job? There is none. Because the qualifications and standards have been put so low that nothing matters, that anything goes. And that's where we are in America right now. Now, a little good news, you know, Jim Jordan is supposed to give a House probe on Alvin Bragg, and I have a little more information when I go into the Variety package. President Trump says Attorney Costello told the truth with papers, documents, and backup and left zero doubt about this whole scenario. Look, it doesn't matter. The system is so far to the left, so corrupt. Look, they want to bring in, I don't care if you call it Marxism, I don't care what you call it. It's basically the left wants to bring in communism. In other words, they want the very wealthy elite and their children to have a great life, but not for you. That's exactly what we're in the process of doing right now. This is communism. So all the papers, all the documents, all the proof, all the receipts, doesn't matter with this regime, because it's a communist regime. It's a takeover. Everything's illegal. Everything's unconstitutional. Everything's treasonous. And our judges and lawyers and politicians are doing nothing. And this Robert Costello spoke out after the testimony. It was clear to the Manhattan grand jury that they did not want to hear the truth. That means the grand jury has already been exposed to corruption and either been bribed, blackmailed, or threatened. That's what that means. All right, folks, I'm looking at the time. Wow, I'm so far behind. Here's an article right here. This is, I'm going into my Variety package here, which I usually do in the beginning of the broadcast. Basically, this is an article about January 6th, and how the 2020 election steal required an emergency on January 6th to set up a coup. It's a very interesting read. It's on the Gateway Pundit. And basically, in order to complete this coup, Pelosi, Schumer, McConnell, and Pence needed to create an emergency. The only way to prevent Congress from delaying the certification of state electoral votes was to create a phony crisis that could easily be designated as an emergency. So basically, literally 3 minutes before two representatives were about to issue a vote for motions to suspend the certification, the House members were informed by the Capitol Police and other agents that the protest was about to breach the chambers. So they pulled everybody out, escorted them from the chamber, and then the crisis was dovetailed a crisis. So basically, with all these voting irregularities and fraud, these two motions were completely, they said it was legal under the Constitution and recognized procedures that would require the House to pause certification and then vote to determine whether the motions suspend could move forward. So basically, they used emergency rules, and this protest was absolutely necessary, and the crisis invoked these procedures, and Pelosi was able to prevent the delay of the certification herself. So basically, when all this was over, Pelosi was in charge, and they invoked this new session under special emergency rules, and that's how they paused the certifications of state voter electors never happened later in the evening. So it was all planned. It was all a scam. And I'm going off of an article here, folks. Rich is not making this stuff up. I have more of this on the other side.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, please continue.
I go into shortcut mode here because of all the information that's so important I want you to hear. And again, don't believe a word we say. If you think we're making it up, do your own reading or research and verify. This next article, staying in context of January 6th, titled, "It Was a Setup. Feds Knew of Registered Trump Protest on January 6th outside the U.S. Capitol. Later, they entrapped thousands of Trump protesters in a restricted area where protesters had permits to rally." You can't even make this stuff up. So they used this geofencing. Remember I gave an article months ago about how Google literally tattletaled the American people and gave the identities because they were carrying their phones. So remember also Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote used the same geofencing in their movie 2,000 Mules to prove all the Democrat operatives who committed mass election fraud. Remember that? But the powers that be said it wasn't accurate enough. That's certainly accurate enough to put innocent people in prison for years, isn't it? So, again, I'm trying to make long story shorts here. So, basically, we know because of all this new evidence, there was no markers, no flags, no fencing, no signs, no other indicators that this area was off limits, despite the fact that these people had permits. But we now have all the evidence that the U.S. government and the D.C. police knew thousands of Trump supporters would assemble in this area because of the fact that they had permits. This is very disturbing, folks. Very disturbing. I'm going to go to the comments, and I was going to read a bunch, but I'm only going to read a couple because of time. I'm going out on a limb here, but I'm guessing that BLM Antifa didn't have a permit for their Joe Biden / horizontal Harris endorsed mostly peaceful protests when they burned down businesses or burned down buildings, looted stores, assaulted citizens, and attacked federal buildings. All thumbs up, not one thumb down. I'm going to read one more here. Chris Wray testified before Congress explaining why the FBI made no arrests for the 243 riots held by the left all across America in 2020 for the express purpose of interfering in the elections. This is in quotes, we can't arrest anyone involved in those peaceful protests. This is from Chris Wray, because Antifa and BLM aren't organizations, they're just an idea. This is how stupid they think you are, folks. An idea that receives instructions for targeting rioting in selected cities from central planning, leases and hosts martial arts training centers to encourage violence to achieve political objectives, provide caravans of large-scale commercial buses to transport rioters all across America, pays the rioters $24 an hour to commit crimes, provide food and lodging for the rioters, bails the rioters out of jail, installs crooked DAs in cities across America to not change Antifa or BLM for the crimes they commit, pays legal defense lawyers to defend the rioters who gets charged for crimes, bribes city officials to withhold police to allow for unrestricted rioting, arson, vandalism, looting, and instigate violent mob attacks and physical assaults on conservatives that have caused the deaths of more than 24 innocent people. And this American is absolutely right. I'm just reading the comments here, folks. This is America today. This is what the American people are saying. Okay, another article. He has the proof. D.C. Gulag prisoner and decorated Army Special Forces soldier Jeffrey McKellop reveals extent of government agents at January 6th Capitol protest. It was a complete setup. And this is on the Gateway Pundit, and you can listen to his whole dialogue, and it's actually written in text and gives a lot of information on how the people were treated by the Capitol Police. Look, all this stuff, folks, this is not new. This has all happened in Hitler's Nazi Germany, Lenin, Stalin, Mao. This is exactly history repeating itself. And here's an article right now, basically titled "The Lie About Everything." 96-page D.C. police report has just been uncovered and shows the government knew that MAGA was coming on January 6th and entrapped them all. Think about it. Make America great. These so-called installed leaders are against people who want to make America great. Just wrap your head around that, folks. And basically, it shows all the evidence, all the emails, all the copies of everything. They knew that they were coming. It was a total entrapment. And these people are still in jail, folks. Okay, I got to move on. 5G exposure to enslave the vaxxed. Vaccinated connected to global 5G death grid. This is an article. This is a homework assignment. StuPeters.com. Title: 5G exposure to enslave the vaxxed on Stu Peters with Mark Steele. I'll go into a little bit of detail on the other side, but it's not good, folks. It's part of the 2030 agenda, using 5G technology as a digital prison. You need to do the reading, folks, please. We'll be right back on the other side, and we appreciate you being here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.